sticking to the Union. I was sticking to the Union.
Voices of an era singing a song about workers we don't hear very much anymore. You may recognize the late Pete Seeger in there, and the voice of the man who wrote this song, because women workers demanded their own union song. Woody Guthrie was happy to oblige. Woody was always a charmer with the ladies. The so-called Oklahoma cowboy was as handsome as he was talented. He sang the songs of 20th century America for more than a quarter century. This Land Is Your Land is his love song to the open road, but it was written in Midtown Manhattan, where Guthrie lived after hitchhiking across the country back in 1940.
There's a lot of intellectual activity going on. There's a lot of artistic activity going on, collaborating with all the political and intellectual ideas of the times. It's really a hotbed.
Woody Guthrie's daughter, Nora, was only 17 when her father passed away. She always wanted to convey her dad's love affair with the city, where he wrote 600 songs. The audiobook, My Name is New York, Ramblin' Around Woody Guthrie's Town, is a musical tour guide of a New York City largely gone, but alive and well in the voice of a timeless musical legend.
I have to confess, it wasn't until I actually sat down and looked at the lyrics of This Land Is Your Land, the original lyric, and I noticed at the bottom of the page that it said, written at Hanover House, 6th Avenue and 43rd Street. And I kind of like did a double take, and I went around to a couple of people and said, did you know that this land was written in New York City? And nobody really had that perception of it. Everyone assumed that he had written it in Oklahoma or rambling around the country or something like that. And that kind of sparked my interest. Like, well, if he wrote This Land in New York, what else did he write in New York?
As I went a walk in that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
And then I really went through about 3,000 lyrics altogether, looking for these annotations on the bottom of the pages, and realized that so many of the songs that we really consider classics of his, like Vigilante Man, Hard Travelin', Tom Joad, Reuben James, were all written in Manhattan.
And here's Pete Seeger talking about that song, Tom Joad, which of course is inspired by the character in Grapes of Wrath.
When he sat right down and started typing, probably, I don't remember him referring to any pieces of paper, but maybe he had scribbled down some ideas. My friend came in and he said, that's all right, keep typing, I'm going to go to sleep. And he curled up on his bed and went to sleep. And Woody kept typing away. And he'd think a little bit, kept typing away. He had a half-gallon jug of wine, as I remember it. Finally, I got sleepy and I wasn't being of any help to him, so I went to sleep. In the morning, my friend and I woke up, and there was Woody, sound asleep on the floor, and the Ballad of Tom Joad was finished on the desk there.
Tom Joad got out of the old McAllister pen. There he got his parole.
Boy, it's real goosebumps to hear that story and hear that song. And only a half-gallon bottle of wine. Right?
That's all that Pete noticed.
Light night, yeah, exactly.
But, you know, it's true, like, hearing his voice, I was reminded, personally for me, working on the project and hearing the voices of all of these people that I grew up with, from Pete to Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee, Bess Hawes, Sis Cunningham, that are on the project. And that's never been done before, where you hear the stories, not through a biographer's words or perception, but really from the people who were sitting right there with him, taking in the vibe of what it was like working with him, writing with him, drinking with him. All of these different voices coming in and really giving you a very, very human, immediate sense of what Woody Guthrie was like.
So, Nora, how did this project change your sense of New York, going back to all of these places and evoking all of these places where so much happened?
Well, you can clearly see how New York and the ambiance and the people that he met there at the time absolutely chiseled his destiny. Before that, he was somewhat of a hillbilly singer, talented, yes, but he really didn't have a vision of where he was going or what he could do with his music. And coming to New York, primarily meeting people like Alan Lomax and Mo Ash. These were the two people who really chiseled his career. Alan Lomax by taking him down to the Library of Congress within weeks of his arrival in New York, not years. Within weeks, he was down at the Library of Congress recording.
My name's New York. I've been struck by the winds. Froze up and blistered and struck down again. Been struck by my rich folks, struck by my bums, struck by my mansions, and struck by my slums.
In Woody's time, the connections, like I was talking about before, the politics of the time, the strong union movement, there were a lot of issues that artists were very, very, very involved in. I kind of miss that right now. I kind of miss that hotbed of creativity where people should be using or could be using their creativity to make a dent in the flow of things. You know, New York City has changed so much. It's kind of now the financial capital of the world instead of the intellectual capital of the world, maybe.
And if you wander up 6th Avenue to 43rd Street, there's the headquarters of HBO and an investment bank right across the street.
So. Yeah, Bank of America is across the street. You know, that was, listen, I'm not arguing with time. Time changes things. What it's really important for everyone to get from this project is how important it is to do something. Especially when you're young and you have those hormones and that energy and there are things going on in the world around you, using the arts and using music is essential to success and vice versa. Telling musicians that you need all these people behind you if your song is going to ring true.
Nora Guthrie is Woody Guthrie's daughter and author of My Name is New York, Ramblin' Around Woody Guthrie's Town. It's a CD collection, an audiobook collection with a lot more. And Nora, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
I was standing down in New York town one day. Standing down in New York town one day. I was standing down in New York town one day. Singing, hey.
Support for The Takeaway comes from TiVo. No need to switch TV inputs, remotes, or interfaces to access cable TV and streaming from Netflix and Hulu Plus. Learn more at TiVo.com.
Yes, sir, I was broke. I didn't have a dime.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.